This is VOA News. I'm Tom. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has approved charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, sending President Donald Trump's impeachment toward a historic vote by the full House of Representatives. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
For the third time in a little over a century and a half, the House Judiciary Committee has voted articles of impeachment against the president.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler called it a solemn and sad day. President Trump used different but familiar words.
It's a witch hunt. It's a sham. It's a hoax.
Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office, Trump said Democrats on the panel misquoted his request for a favor in his July phone call with Ukraine's president.
They kept saying, me. It wasn't about me. It was about us. The word was us.
That favor involved an investigation of Democrats and the Bidens. Nadler says,
the House will act expeditiously.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
A deal between the United States and China separately announced Friday by both countries.
Trump calls the agreement phenomenal, telling reporters America's farmers will have to buy larger tractors because agricultural purchases by China very soon will total $50 billion.
It's going to ultimately lead to the opening of China.
Some Democratic lawmakers are criticizing the agreement, saying China is not making any hard commitments to structural reform. Author and commentator Gordon Chang sees history repeating itself.
Here we go again, trading real things for promises the Chinese will just dishonor.
China's government says Trump should now roll back some of the tariffs on $360 billion worth of Chinese goods. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
North Korea says it successfully performed another crucial test as its long-range rocket launch site that would further strengthen its reliable strategic nuclear deterrent. The announcement Saturday comes as North Korea continues to pressure the Trump administration over an end-of-year deadline. This is VOA News. New Zealand police say that they would search the waters near the volcanic White Island in an attempt to retrieve two bodies left after a fatal eruption there this week. A military team in hazmat suits and gas masks retrieved the remains of six victims Friday. The volcano, a popular tourist destination for day trippers, erupted Monday, spewing ash, steam, and gases over the island. 47 people were on the island when it blew. So far, 14 are confirmed dead, with more than two dozen injured people being treated in hospitals across New Zealand and Australia. Protest Britons after many awoke Friday to an utterly transformed political landscape following an electoral earthquake that has ripped up modern British politics and whose tremors will be felt for years to come. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's emphatic win in the country's third general election in 4 years, giving the Conservatives, also known as Tories, their biggest parliamentary majority in more than a quarter of a century, marks a decisive turn in the country's fortunes following the instability triggered by the 2016 Brexit referendum, according to analysts. Armed with an 80-seat majority, the biggest at the general election since Margaret Thatcher in 1987, Johnson's government now will be able to end the deadlock in Britain's parliament and deliver on the Conservative promise to get Brexit done without further delay. Democrats threaten to boycott the next presidential debate over a labor dispute in the United States. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
A labor dispute could disrupt the Democratic presidential debate planned for next Thursday in Los Angeles. All of the candidates scheduled to take part say they will not cross picket lines at Loyola Marymount University. A labor union called Unite Here Local 11 says it's been negotiating since March on a collective bargaining agreement for 150 cooks, dishwashers, cashiers, and servers who work on the campus. Loyola Marymount says it is not a party to the contract negotiations. Scheduled to take part in the debate are Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Amy Klobuchar, Pete Buttigieg, Tom Steyer, and Andrew Yang. I'm Mike Gracia.
And the U.S. Supreme Court said on Friday that it will hear President Donald Trump's pleas to keep his tax, bank, and financial records private. It's a major confrontation between the president and Congress that also could affect the 2020 presidential campaign. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.